He has made me glad, he has made me glad. I will rejoice, for he has made me glad. He has made me glad, he has made me glad. I will rejoice, for he has made me glad. I will enter his gates with thanksgiving in my heart. I will enter his courts with praise. I will say this is the day that the Lord hath made. I will rejoice, for he has made me glad. He has made me glad, yes, he has made me glad. I will rejoice, for he has made me glad. He has made me glad, he has made me glad. I will rejoice, for he has made me glad.
Hallelujah. Dear Jesus, we just come before you tonight, God. We just pray for your blessing upon this service tonight, God. For your anointing upon Pastor and what he is going to tell us and speak to us tonight, God. When we just know that you will show up, we know that you are going to do mighty things tonight, Lord. In your name, amen.
You did not wait for me to draw near to you, but you clothed yourself in frail humanity. You did not wait for me to cry out to you, but you let me hear your voice calling me, and I'm forever grateful to you, and I'm forever grateful for the cross. I'm forever grateful to you that you came and save the lost. You did not wait for me to draw near to you, but you clothed yourself in frail humanity. You did not wait for me to cry out to you, but you let me hear your voice calling me, and I'm forever grateful to you. I'm forever grateful for the cross. I'm forever grateful to you that you came to seek and save the lost. I'm forever forever grateful for the cross. I'm forever grateful to you that you came to seek and save the lost.
Saturday, a lot of folks know. We had 8 people in the car and we had a flat tire. And it was on 94, and it was very interesting. Traffic was doing about 30, 35, and it was on the driver's side, rear, and it was scary, and it was cold, and we got a change. We got everybody to where they went. We got new tires, and everything went fine, but it was interesting. Just, it's wonderful to see God's hand of protection. And just as soon as we got everything thrown in the back end of the van again, I just got in, shut the door. A highway patrol pulled up behind me, turned on his lights. I thought, well, thanks. I jumped out. I said, I just had a flat tire, got everything put away, and I'm ready to go. He says, okay, let's go. So we went down the highway. But it was interesting. It was crazy driving. Nobody should have been out there. But God protected us. It was interesting because eastbound was about 30, 35 miles an hour. Coming back home, there was hardly any ice on the highway at all on the westbound lane. But you could see the traffic going still about 30, 35 miles an hour on the other side. So I don't know what it was about the freeway that made it that way, but it was crazy. It was really crazy. A lot of cars in the ditch. We were not one of them. Thank you, Lord. So I'm glad God's hand was on us there. And the kids enjoyed the concert, so. God is good.
Some people know that I have cows.
Okay.
We're having calves now. So I've been asking the Lord just to help me out with some of my work and just have his hand in some of these things. And, well, I had, as cows were getting ready to freshen, I got to get them to another area. And so I thought, well, maybe Sunday I'll get a friend of mine to help me. And we have try to chase these two in that I want to get in. Well, yesterday, it's getting towards evening, and I was working around over there. And here are these very two cows that I wanted to get in. They're standing by the gate wanting to come in. And they had a couple others with them. But I opened, they took a pail of grain, just opened the gate, and they walked right in. The others walked in too. I closed the gate. So the others, you get out. They went out, and there I had my two. And then I had another one that was, another one. Then towards evening, I noticed that she, when I had bought just recently, she had aborted her calf. I said, well, I got to ship her. And I'm going to take her to South St. Paul. Now I got to get her out of the big tank, because she's in the big area. I got to get her into the barn somehow into a pen so I can ship her. So this morning I went over to check the cows before church, and here she's standing out there by, I have several pens, and she's standing right there by one of them. And I thought, well, I better quick check the calves first, and then I'll come back and maybe I can shoo her in. So I went and checked the calves first, and I came around over here, she was in. I just closed the gate, and so she's there ready for tomorrow.
It's a bummer when he does things like that.
You know, it's just so exciting, isn't it, Glenn? You ask for his help, you ask for his wisdom, you ask for his advice, you ask for understanding, show me what's going on here, whatever, you know. And then when he does that, it's like, wow, this is so weird. But it's just what we asked for, you know. Isn't it beautiful that he takes the time? You know, Lola and I were talking last night about, I mean, we're just standing out in his yard looking up at the sky. And Lola said, you know, they take that Hubble telescope and they point it into those black spots in the sky. And that telescope sees, I don't know how many, whatever, galaxies that we can't see. And he said, isn't it amazing? God put all that there. I said, yeah. And that same God that put all that there and keeps it there lives in our hearts. He takes the time to want us to know him. And he takes the time to come down and put that cow in that stall or those two cows by the gate to go in the other pasture. I mean, it's just awesome. He is just so awesome. And he's so beautiful and faithful. He's just a sweet, sweet God. Hallelujah.
He is exalted, the King is exalted on high. I praise him. He is exalted, forever exalted, and I will praise his name. He is the Lord, forever his truth shall reign. Exalted, the King is exalted on high. He is exalted, the King is exalted on high. I will praise him. He is exalted, forever exalted, and I will praise his name. He is the Lord, forever. Rejoice in his holy name. He is exalted, the King is exalted on high.
He is the Lord.
He is the Lord, forever his truth shall reign. Heaven and earth rejoice in his exalted on high. He is exalted, the King is exalted on high. He is exalted, the King is exalted.
Miles east of Crystal River, Ocala, not too far.
park where we have our property.
Okay.
And they had a proclamation banning Satan from their little small town. And of course, the news picked up on this to try to ridicule these people.
Yeah.
And they interviewed the mayor, which was a woman mayor, and her name is Carolyn Reiser. And they interviewed her for, it went on and on and on. I thought it was never going to end, for about 5 minutes. And they asked her tough questions, and the Lord gave her the words to speak, and everything that came out of her mouth was a testimony to God and to Jesus. And it was just what a miraculous way to use the television to reach so many people when they weren't expecting it. And there it was. And in the cafe, not a word was said. Nobody said a word. Everybody was just watching and listening. And I'm sure a lot of hearts were touched. And a lot of people got a message that day from that one person. And I just would pray that I could be half as bold as that woman to actually come up with something like that. You know, what a testimony it was.
Yeah.
I don't know if anybody here saw that. But
well, I never saw it, but I read a little bit in the papers about it.
Oh, see, I know many papers. I know that. Yeah, something else I heard on the radio. Talk station. Interviewed on talk radio. So a lot of people are hearing about this. And through this, she's able to testify to maybe millions of people.
Well, and the town was behind her 100%. That was the greatness of it, you know. And I understand she'd been mayor for like 9 years, something like that, eight, 9 years, something like that. I mean, it seems to me she was a mayor for a long time.
I couldn't hear all of it, but I heard the important part.
Sure. God is good. Amen. Amen.
I just want to be where you are, dwelling daily in your presence. I don't want to worship from afar. Draw me near to where you are. I just want to be where you are, in your dwelling to the place where you are. I just want to be with you. I want to be where you are, dwelling in your presence, feasting at your table, and surrounded by your glory. In your presence, where I always want to be. I just want to be with you. I just want to be where you are, dwelling daily in your presence. I don't want to from afar, draw me near to where you are. Oh my God, you are my strength and my song. And when I'm in your presence, though I'm weak, you're always honor you. live for you alone. Every breath that I take, every moment I'm away. Lord, have your way with me. This is my desire to honor you. All I have with me, I worship you. All I have within me, I give you praise. All that I adore is in you. Lord, I give you my heart, I give you my soul. Moment I'm away, Lord, have your way in me. Lord, I give you my heart, I give you my soul. I live for you alone. Every breath that I take, every moment I'm away, Lord, have your alone. I place my trust and find my glory in the power of the cross. In every victory, let it be said of me, my source of strength, my source of place my trust and find my glory in the power of your cross. In every victory, let it be said of me, my source of strength, my source of hope is Christ.